turn off the light, take a deep breath, and relax.
Oh, sounds like it's raining outside.
Just a tad bit.
Yeah, this is the Real BS Show. Did you know that?
Yeah, we are the Real
BS. Yeah, we're the Real BS here.
Real BS. No things.
Shoot. Well, I don't know, Seth. What do you want to talk about today?
Oh, there's a lot of things going on in the news.
We want to talk about current events?
Yeah, we can.
Sort of.
Yeah. Kind of a generalized.
Crashing dollar and the Federal Reserve and
inflation, yeah. Huh?
Inflation, deflation. Stagflation. We're going to get deflated somehow.
Right.
Something's going to happen. There's a real crash of some sort coming. I mean, you can't keep printing all that money and expect nothing to happen.
Yeah. How much money did they print? I mean, we have to look at the tech clock here.
$28, $29 trillion. Plus, they're going to do some more.
Right. They were talking about originally a $3.5 trillion infrastructure bill, and they brought it down to $1 trillion.
Oh, they did?
Yeah, supposedly.
I haven't been watching news at all.
Yeah. We're at $28.6 trillion in national debt.
Well, give us another 10 minutes.
If you take that debt per citizen, that means adult, elderly, infant, that's $85,000.
Pocket change.
Yeah.
Pocket change.
Per taxpayer, the debt is $227,000. So if you're an actual taxpayer and you don't receive money back at all from your taxes, that's how I want to define this. Cause
it's $277,000?
Yeah, per taxpayer.
Well, that's going down, too, because more people are going out of work.
Yeah.
You see all the help wanted signs out there?
Yeah.
I mean,
They're
everywhere.
Yeah.
Everywhere.
Yeah.
What'd you say? Walmart's paying college tuition now?
Yep. They're trying to entice employees by paying free tuition to colleges, 100%. And I think that's actually quite interesting because that's not involving the government at all.
Not at all. Biden's going to fix everything without even knowing it.
Yeah. I look at it this way. Right now, if you're looking for a job, it is the prime opportunity to find a job.
Yeah, holy smokes.
And that's okay. That's good. You know, we're seeing rising wages, but that's because of inflation, and people aren't willing to work
There's signs everywhere. Nobody can find. Everywhere you go, they say they can't find anybody to work.
Well, this is what I'm hearing. Employers right now are being told that if you want to bring in employees, you better raise your wages because the market's very competitive for employers.
Why is anybody telling anybody what to do? Just let the free market
do its
thing.
That's what's happening. This is not the government telling. These are like economists and things like that.
Economists.
So
they're way down on my list anyways.
I kind of agree with it. If you want to bring in good employees, you as an employer better have a good opportunity and know your market. So if you're, let's say I'm a programmer. So if I want to hire programmers, I better have my rates right.
Well, first, according to the government, you got to hire women and blacks.
Well, that's corporation speak. You know, I hire based on if they're good or not. You know, if they know what they're doing.
Oh, well, that's, you can't do that.
It's illegal nowadays, right?
That's anti-American right there.
You know.
Anti-capitalist or whatever, I don't know.
I think this is the perfect time for people to find a good job. And there's nothing wrong with that. The housing market's starting to,
By the looks of things, you can pick and choose whatever you want, you know?
Yeah, as a potential employee, yeah, you have the opportunity to. It's the same thing. If you're working somewhere right now, the logical thing to do is look around for a similar job that you're doing now, what career you might be in.
Well, something you like.
And then go apply three places, see what you get, and then come back to your current employer and be like, okay, I had this job offer here that's going to pay me $25 an hour. Can you match it? And they say no. Well, there you go. You have a job now that's $25 an hour, and just move to the new job. There's no loyalty now to employers for justified reasons. I'm pro capitalist. I'm talking. You as an employee should also be thinking of yourself.
Well, right, and employers, they got to start being realistic, too. You know, they're not pulling the strings anymore.
It's part of it. That's part of it. But I think
they want good people. They're going to have to
There's very good people out there, potential pool. It's just you gotta like pick. You gotta pick your poison. You don't want to be too low in bringing in, let's say, bad employees potentially. You know, that's the problem.
I think it's against the law to fire people nowadays.
Maybe.
I don't know for sure.
Depends on the state. In Pennsylvania, you can fire people very easily.
Well, over there at the cylinder shop, there, I went over there and they hired a guy and he showed up to work drunk every day.
Yeah.
So they fired him.
Right.
And so he went and applied for unemployment and he got it. They contested it, but they awarded it to him anyways.
Yeah, that's sick.
It's like they can't say no to anybody.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, it's you know, this is the reality is when people tell me how bad employees got it, and I disagree with that. Employers, when you factor in when they pay for an employee, yeah, they're paying the person's wages, but they're also paying unemployment tax. They're paying, all these other taxes on top of it.
State unemployment, federal unemployment, workman's compensation. It just goes on and on.
Sometimes
Social
insurance.
Social Security, you got to match that. And I mean, it's just, brother.
And you factor
it's
in.
It's tough to be in business.
It's almost double what you're paying, what the employee is making. So if an employee is making, let's say, I'm going to round it to $15. The employee's making $15. The employer's actually probably spending $30 or $35 an hour on that employee.
Well, I don't know if it's double, but it's
pretty
up there.
Yeah, it's pretty up there in taxes and all that. And also in liability insurance, all that stuff. All that is riding on top of those employees. Employees are very costly.
Well, at one point, the business I was in had 20 employees.
Yeah.
And it wasn't easy.
No, I can't.
Matter of fact,
imagine.
If anybody didn't get paid, it was me.
Right. This is one I'm hearing a lot of is, and this is just to one industry, but a lot of business owners, like I've met some mechanics that had their own shop, like car mechanics, and a lot of them have quit their business and to go work for somebody else.
Doing a lot easier.
Yeah, they don't have to deal with all the people not willing to pay for their cars being fixed. You know, they don't have to deal with that anymore.
If you make any screw ups, it's on the owner, not
that's
you.
That's right. And it's like, so I'm hearing a lot of people doing that as well. So it's not just because it's the market's so easy to find a job right now. I see signs everywhere for car mechanics. You know.
Yeah. Well, you know, as you know, I split wood and sell firewood.
Right.
And the last guy I took some firewood to, he says, boy, he says, I bet you're making a lot of money. I said, if I wanted to make some money, I'd go down to Walmart or McDonald's and get me a real job.
Right.
One that pays $11 an hour.
Right.
You know, McDonald's wants you to be there 40 hours a week. That's, holy cow. You know, that's
cruising.
Over $400 a week to screw around with burgers and... I mean,
they deal with customers.
Yeah, well, that's easy duty. You know, hi, welcome to McDonald's. See, look at that, I'm qualified already.
Did you do a
how can order? I help you? You know, what? You know, I'd like to be on the other side of that talking machine when you go to the driving window. So, what do you want? Beat it. We ain't got none of those. Get out of here.
Hurry up.
I got real nasty. I'd be fired in about an hour.
That's
then actually, I could go collect unemployment.
There you go.
Oh, that would make me cough.
So here's one that I think would be a really good idea, is opening a restaurant where you just actually criticize people. Because the thing about it, everywhere you go...
What are you showing up looking like that for? Holy smokes.
Everywhere you go, everyone
put your mask on. Ooh, jeez.
Everyone expects you to just be so pleasant to the customer. What if you were actually rude and that was your stick? You know, that'd be a good restaurant, you know?
You probably get a lot of curious people.
Ah, shut up, you know?
So what do you want? You know, we ain't got none of
you're
those.
So whiny.
What do you think this is, McDonald's?
Have it the way you are, huh?
Yeah. You can't have it the way you want it. You're going to get it the way we give it to you.
Take it or leave it.
Yeah, ketchup all over everything.
Sticky burger buns.
Yeah, jeez. Oh, yeah. Well, you know, it's too expensive to try it. You know what I mean? It's probably get sued.
There was a restaurant or a coffee shop in Portland, and I'm going to butcher this, but I'm paraphrasing it, is where they charged...
Is that Maine or Oregon?
Oregon. And they charged men, I think, 10 or 20% more. And it was just because you're male. And they went out of business within like 4 months. Like, that's the most messed up procedure in the world. Like, they're doing it under the guise of feminism. And it's like, really? Like, yeah, that's your thing? You're going to charge men 10 or 20% more? You know, like, wow.
How stupid can you be?
So the other one I wanted to talk about is, you know, we got New York Governor...
Cuomo.
Cuomo?
Yeah.
He's
still in there?
Yeah.
They ain't kicked him out yet?
No. So,
jeez.
You know, everybody's up in arms, rightfully so, about the sexual assault allegations.
Well, that's natural, normal stuff for him.
Yeah. You know, he's just Italian.
What's so unusual about that?
Yeah, he's just Italian. That's what they do as a culture, just, you know, grab women and stuff.
What about all those nursing home
You know,
deaths
everyone's looking over that. They looked over that and just ignored it, and now these 11 allegations are more important. Now, don't get me wrong. Sexual assault is wrong, but it doesn't compare to the nursing home deaths, in my opinion. I'm shocked that people weren't paying attention to that more. When COVID first started, he was like, everyone was looking at him as the shining example how to handle the COVID response. And he was very anti-Trump.
Mr. Big star.
Yeah, and you know, he's saying all these nasty things. And mind you, I'm not a Trump supporter. I'm just making a point here. That was shocking to me that they just overlooked it when it came out that he was lying about those numbers and his administration in New York.
Well, that's a big thing. I mean, they did that stuff and then they tried to hide it.
Yeah.
I mean.
And send people to nursing homes. And it's really sickening that they sent COVID patients to the nursing homes to where the most vulnerable people for COVID was. If you get COVID and you're under, let's say, I'm going to say under 45, we'll just be technical, your risk of dying is very low at this point, even with Delta variant and Lambient variant, all those, you're very low of dying. But as you age, your immune system gets weaker.
You get a nasty cough, though, don't you?
Yeah.
I don't know.
But the reality is, you're putting COVID patients in nursing homes. That's killing the nursing home patients.
Yeah.
In my opinion, that's like you're purposely killing them. And they knew that. It's the same thing with the flu. We knew that with the flu.
He
hid the numbers, and it's sickening. It's really sickening.
Yeah, but the Democrats are keeping them in there, aren't they?
No, they're trying to kick them out, actually, now.
The Democrats?
Yeah. New York State Senate and Representatives.
Really, how low can you go?
The Speaker of the House in New York, I don't remember his name, but he's a Democrat, and he's like, we got to get, he's done. If he does not resign, we're removing him. And I was like, well, good.
Wow, you don't get any lower than that when the Democrats kick you out. Holy cow.
Yeah. Whoa. I just, you know, and then he was using
You got to be guilty.
The other one was he was allowing his family to have access to testing before other people could get it. And back, remember when they couldn't get enough tests for everybody? Well, he was getting access to his family members to get testing done. And then when the vaccines came out, they were first in line. And so he was basically giving peripheral treatment to his family members. And I think that's kind of, you know, I think that's wrong, in my opinion. It's, you know, in a way, we shouldn't be doing that. You know, just because you have authority.
That's the way that AOC lady, yeah. She was in line right off the bat, right up front.
Yeah. You know, the funny thing about her? She was complaining about how in Puerto Rico her grandmother's house was falling apart, and yet she bought a new Tesla. And people were like, well, you know, Teslas aren't too expensive. But no, let's really think about it. She had a car already.
Well, she's knocking down $150,000 a year.
Yeah, what the heck? Yeah, that's what I'm making a point about here is her mother, if you go to her grandmother's house and looked at the pictures, she could have easily spent $10,000 fixing it up. Easily. And she was sitting there complaining that the federal government needed to take care of her grandmother. How about she take care of her grandmother?
Yeah.
You know, there really is the truth. Yeah. Why should the taxpayers help her grandmother when it's her? It's her family. If my parents' house had holes in the roof, I would make sure to help them out and help make sure they fix their house, you know?
Yeah. Well, that's what everybody does. You gotta.
Right. That's what the common person does. Yeah. But anyhow, I just thought that was an interesting point there about her.
AOC, she's a She's like a spoiled brat when she's up there talking.
Yeah.
Stamping her foot.
Yeah, yeah. They want that. They want the green energy, but they're not. The reality is they don't have the storage aspect in there, and that's a major concern. You know, we're pushing for solar, and we have solar, right? We both have solar, but the reality is, if you don't have the storage down right, then you're not going to have the usage right, because not everybody's using electricity.
Well, they're coming to a point where they want to stop coal and stop natural gas.
Okay, but we need to switch to nuclear then.
Well, that's where I was going with that. I was going to say, well, the only thing left is uranium, and
they're against uranium. They think that there's I think the real goal here is we have to realize there's a lot of money in politics, and while these people that claim to be more progressive in the economics arena, that they think there needs to be more of wealth distribution, they're also scam artists too at times, because the new Green Deal is, they have all their money in that. So of course they're promoting the new Green Deal, and it's understandable why they do.
Well, I'm investing in copper mines.
Sure.
Silver mining.
Right.
And uranium.
Right. And there's nothing wrong with that. But they're not being completely honest. They need to be wearing pantsuits and jackets that have like NASCAR symbols on their clothes when they go stand for election. Okay. I'm being honest. I think that should be required by law. If you go for an elected position, you should be having your sponsors on your clothing. So then we know who.
Well, they're not that big, you know.
No, no.
Ain't enough room for everybody to get on there.
So that's my. I mean, you should have a list. Who's paying you up front, and it's not always necessarily known who's the big donors.
Oh no.
You know. So I just look at the storage energy issue, and it goes back to the raw materials. And we right now, what's happening in Africa? What's happening in Afghanistan? And other places? You got China, right? What's China doing? They're going in saying, you have this infrastructure, right? And it needs fixed. So we're going to fix it for you. But you give us a sweet, sweet deal. Then we can turn around and, you know, with minerals, you can give us your raw minerals. And we'll take that minerals and use it for our manufacturing. Because China's trying to stay on the edge. So what happens is, what if the country can't fulfill that agreement? What happens?
Well, they take over their ports or their railroads or whatever they built for them.
And basically, they're doing what the British did and the Dutch and
Belgians. They probably read the British playbook there.
Sure. and you know, everyone in this current age looks at those times as a horrible thing, what the British did and what the French did and the Belgians did, and say it was a horrible thing. But China's doing it currently, and no one's speaking on it. Well, there's some people speaking on it, but the ones that I thought would be speaking on it aren't. The ones that were very anti-European, let's say. I'm not pro-European. I'm just making a point that these people seem to have this agenda that they're anti-European. But when it comes to other countries doing the same thing, they kind of turn their eye on it.
I think our country is still the best house in a bad neighborhood.
I agree.
But there's some bad times coming.
I'm sure.
Really tough times coming, and it's going to be a eye-opening shocker. Whether it's the stock market hitting the skids or the dollar crashing, you know, something bad is really coming.
I saw this report.
Unemployment's going to go through the roof. I mean,
we have what, 6% or 4% increase in inflation, right?
Inflation, yeah.
You know what? Right now, what China has,
they're admitting to 6%. Yeah. So, you know, it's double that.
Oh, sure. Yeah, China has, I think.
Yeah, they're not doing any better than we are.
No.
They're printing money, too.
Their numbers are wrong here. I just looked online. Oh, that's monthly inflation rate. I'm sorry. I thought that was yearly. Hold on here. Gate prices. Yeah, their inflation's way high, 9%. They're higher than that. They're higher than that. I know for a fact they're way higher than that. And the reason I'm saying this is because if their currency just flops underneath them, because you can't keep on raising your inflation on your currency, because it's going to devalue everything, you know.
Well, I used to think inflation was just, there's just too many dollars.
Right.
But what it really means is that the dollar ain't worth as much as it was.
Exactly.
And that's what China's doing.
Gone down.
That's how they're doing the trade, because they'll devalue their yen.
They have yen, right?
I don't know. Yeah, it sounds right.
They'll just keeps on getting less and less, and so when they make these trade deals, it's not the same. It's not equivalent. And I'm not calling for more tariffs or anything. I'm just saying that they're playing an unfair game, and we're doing as well.
If the price of their yen goes down, well, that means that Walmart's going to have a big sale, and sure, everything's going to get cheaper. That's a good thing.
but the reality is they're taking a lot of raw materials in right now, and they're doing it in Afghanistan. People look at Afghanistan and think it's just a huge wasteland. And don't get me wrong, they have a lot of area that has lack of vegetation, but there's, I'm going to say, probably 10 or 20 or 30% of their land.
Well, they're killing off all the good guys over there right now, aren't they? Because we took off and left all the supporters behind, and they're getting all beheaded or something.
Supposedly, we're bringing them here like we did with Vietnam, but there's a lot of raw materials in Afghanistan.
Yeah, just take them to Mexico and drop them off, and they'll make their way up here, no sweat.
Right, right. So, you know, you ever hear the Bronze Age? You know, the Bronze Age collapse, they were getting their tin from Afghanistan, and the Bronze Age collapse was partially influenced by, you know, famine and disease and invaders.
Well, iron took over.
And iron took over because they couldn't get tin from Afghanistan. And there you go. Afghanistan's very important in the world because they have a lot of raw materials. A
lot of lithium there, too.
A lot of lithium, and China's jumping on it. Yeah. They're jumping in there. They're promising all these things as infrastructure deals to get that sweet, sweet deal with their raw materials. And we that's right next door to China. So they have easy access. You know, between China and India, things are heating up. You know, I do think we need to distribute.
Are they mad at each other?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they had, don't you remember they had that fight on the mountains?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Using baseball bats.
They killed some Indian guys.
Yeah, but then the Chinese got killed, too. So
did they?
Yeah, it was back and forth. They were hitting each other off mountains.
Huh.
I'm trying to laugh. It's just messed up.
Push them off the edge, you mean?
Yeah.
Cliffs and stuff?
Yeah, with clubs.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, there's video online with it, but don't look at it. It's kind of nasty. But these are things that are, like, going on currently. And I think These are bound to coalesce into one thing, and many factors go into when civilizations fall. But what civilization is going to fall? Is it going to be the United States? People are clamoring saying it's going to be the United States.
Well, I think so. I mean, Rome did it, Greece did it. You know, everybody goes up, then they debase their currency, and bam, down they go.
I see. Yes, we're devaluing our dollar. But here's the reality.
Well, Nixon did that in 71, you know, and it's been a horse race ever since.
Right. But I think there's other countries that could drag the U.S. down, but they would go first and hard. Not the U.S. first. I don't think U.S. would be first. I think places like China and the Philippines and, like, Lebanon.
Well, think about this. If the United States isn't the reserve currency of the world, and people are saying that the Chinese yen will be.
Right.
Well, who the heck wants a communist country in charge of the money supply?
And they're
don't make sense.
Their inflation's way higher. It's three times higher than the U.S. inflation.
It's not backed by anything either.
No, it's not. The Russians were talking about a new currency like euro. They were looking at euro, and that's not really backed by anything.
The Russo?
Russo.
The euro, the Russo.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm just saying that just from all my, amateurish evaluations, something's got to break. Something's going to give. Something's going to let loose. And when it does, I mean, I've been looking at the stock market a lot lately.
Right.
And there's all these companies that can't even pay their debt, make their debt payments, and their stock's going up.
Yeah.
I mean, they're not making any money.
Yep. Uber.
It's unbelievable. Unbelievable. How does that happen?
It reminds me of the dot-com boom. Remember that? They were a bunch of investors would invest in, like angel investors and investors would invest in the dot-com boom.
Yeah, you get a dot-com and boom, you're on your way.
Yeah.
but they weren't making money. And no. Then eventually
it caught up and
it blew up. Yeah.
And this is what's happening kind of now. You see a lot of new companies I've never, like, you never heard these people before. And they're, everyone's like talking them all up as if they're so innovative. And then you actually read it. It's like, they're not using anything new. They're not making anything new. It's kind of like, you know, people think Apple is an innovator, and then Apple's not made anything new in the last 10 years.
Well, same way with mining. I mean, silver mining and
right.
copper mining, they've all gone down.
Right.
They haven't discovered a new silver mine in well over 10 years.
Right.
And now all of a sudden the Green New Deal is going to electrify the world.
There's
Where are they
going
to get the copper?
Yeah, no copper, no silver,
I
no...
mean,
yeah.
Unreal. It just, nothing makes any sense, and you don't. I'm investing like a physical thing, you
right.
know. I mean, silver. We're almost out of silver.
Right. Unless we start mining asteroids.
Well, yeah, that's.
Hopefully.
Elon Musk. But I mean, Tesla doesn't make any money either.
No, they don't.
And how come their stock went up so high?
They're kind of starting to make a little bit of money in Tesla, but that's because people are buying their cars in mass loads, and they're
keeping up with the production.
But
I wonder if they're looking for help out there.
Oh, sure.
Help wanted. Apply at Tesla.com.
I like the idea of electric cars because they have a huge torque, right? That's amazing amount of energy. And you know, that's crazy, right? Those cars are very crazy.
Well, you need to get more than 400 miles per charge, that's for
right,
sure.
Right, and they're getting there. But most people aren't, you know, in this day and age, they're not needing that much. And when you do travel, if you travel anywhere now, you see these charging stations everywhere. So it's the infrastructure. That was the key to me, is when we were looking at hydrogen, I was a huge hydrogen supporter. I still am. I wish.
Yeah, hydrogen.
But,
yeah.
But the reality is the infrastructure is not there. You can't, don't have hydrogen hydrogen stations anywhere. Liquid hydrogen is nowhere. But you look every.
Or you just pour some water in your car and you make your own hydrogen.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. But here's the deal. If you're traveling on the interstate, you travel
bacon soda. Soda.
you traveled on the interstate yourself, right? Going to Montana. How many charging stations did you see when you went to gas stations?
I don't know. I was going too fast.
But when I went to Virginia,
I was looking at mountains and stuff, you know.
When I went to Virginia, every gas station that we pulled off had a charging station almost.
Well,
that infrastructure
will.
Is there,
but
so.
Then they got to burn coal to charge the charger to make
that's
the electricity.
Where nuclear comes in. If we bring in nuclear,
yeah, that's my gamble.
That's
I guess
my
you could
bet.
Say.
Yeah,
because I bought Uranium Energy Corporation and they're down kind of low right now, but they're set up in America. That's an American company.
Yeah,
and they're set up in America, all ready to go. All they need is the government to say okay.
Right. Yeah,
they got all their paperwork done. Everything's done. They're ready to go. And all these uranium contracts are coming due here soon.
Right.
And Sprott has gotten into the uranium business. And they sell uranium like 6 months in advance.
Right.
They do contracts at 6 months or even
right.
a year in advance.
Yeah.
Sprott's changing all that. They're going to say, we'll buy uranium from you, but we want it in 30 days.
Right.
And we don't care what the price is. We'll get. We'll pay the
market
extra.
Market dictating. Yeah.
They're
going to
change the whole operation of how uranium is sold.
That's how they start doing with gold and silver too.
Well, they're gonna run the price up for sure. And because
you're talking uranium. Like futures, right? That's the they're no longer doing futures with it. They're doing daily sales, right?
Well,
or monthly. You know.
Yeah, they're gonna say we need, 10 tons of uranium,
right?
And we want it in 30 days. How much are you going to charge us?
Right.
And if they can't deliver, they'll go someplace that can, that will,
right.
And they'll give them whatever price they want. And that's going to run the price up. And that's going to make uranium companies mining get real valuable.
Oh, easily.
Especially if they're building all these, they've got these miniature nuclear plants that
yep.
they're
yep, yep,
coming
yep.
up with in
They're also looking at ways of taking depleted uranium and turning that around and using that for nuclear.
Yeah, they're taking the danger factor away where they can't melt down.
Yeah, and I like the thorium one. If you guys, if you ever get the chance, you know, check out.
France has a lot of them.
Yeah. The problem with thorium is they're using the molten salt, and metal and molten salt doesn't work too well together. But if they were to figure out a way to circumvent that, thorium is everywhere. It's in the soil everywhere. You know?
I don't know much of
You know, it's less radioactive. It has less of a half-life than way less half-life than uranium, but it's extremely well. They've used it before. NASA's used it. I look at it this way. We're on the cusp of something different in this in the world. We're seeing technology progress at a rapid rate. Our power consumption is not matching up to what the Paris
Accords
aren't. There's no way we're going to be able to meet those standards. And everybody knows.
Well, we should be like China and not have to.
Yeah, yeah. You know, that's funny. Is
be exempt.
Take a guess where I'm going to look it up. The five. This is an example of the five most polluting power plants in the world. So, you know, we think about the United States. We actually are doing well.
Yeah.
With pollution. I hate to say that. And that's not through major government. There's some government oversight for pollution, but mostly, most companies are not trying to pollute, you know?
Most of the pollution comes from Washington.
Sure.
Not the Capitol building, a bunch of blowhards.
Let me see here. I'm trying to find...
I think the Federal Reserve is the one that's killing all this, what used to be freedom in this country.
Right.
They're the ones that they're causing all the CO2.
Yeah. Just 5% of power plants are responsible for 73% of electricity pollution emissions. And most of those are not in the United States. I would have to pull it up exactly, but some of the most dirtiest power plants are like in Germany, South Korea, North Korea, China. You know, Germany has a very nasty one that's in the rural area. None of the top dirtiest plants are in the United States. And it's not because we're just getting rid of coal. Most people do not want to be polluted cities.
Well, I worked in, say, 97 to 2000, someplace in there.
Right.
In a foundry in Alabama.
Right.
And when you drove by, you had no idea that they had these smokestacks. I mean, they'd close the cap and you'd see no smoke whatsoever coming out of that place.
Right.
And it all went through big blowers would suck all that smoke or whatever, and then they'd spray it with water.
Right.
And run it through dust collectors and... You didn't see anything coming out of that plant.
So here's the list here. Kind of a rough one for 2018, but there's one newer one. I can't find it. But in Poland, India, and South Korea, Taiwan, China, Germany, India, South Korea, China, and Japan have the most worst polluting. Like, these are the top 5% of that makes 73% of all the pollution. From power plants, yeah. Right there. And nobody's batting an eye about them. You know, they're blaming America for causing pollution. And that's just not true. You know, you go to other countries. Have you ever seen pictures of other countries or been to other countries where they had plastic and junk in their rivers?
No,
it's just disgusting. Here we don't have that. You know, it's like people usually don't throw their trash in the river.
Well, they don't even throw it on the roads anymore.
No.
They got all these... people that are out patrolling the, you know, area, section of highway or whatever.
It's just crazy. I remember people complaining about the U.S. and stuff, and it's like, man, we're pretty well off here with our pollution compared to other ones.
Well, let's shift gears. And speaking of pollution, I think the stock market's going to take a nosedive here pretty soon.
Yeah,
big time. I mean, really big time. It's going to create a deflation or whatever you call it. Maybe stagflation or something. It's a combination of both.
We're already kind of in... this is kind of setting the precedence for this because I agree with you. I think we're in for a depression. Right now, we are in a recession. We actually have more unemployment than...
What they're admitting to.
Yeah, and we're close to the Great Depression levels, we'll put it that way. also we had the looming rent moratorium.
Oh, yeah, moratorium.
Yeah, that's coming up in October.
I don't know how they're going to solve that one.
You know, we also have inflation. That's another factor. That's a huge one. So we're seeing volatile markets.
Well, they say inflation is transitory.
Yeah, right.
What they don't tell you is that transitory means about 4 or 5 years.
Yeah. So,
but once it goes up, I mean, once you inflate everything, your prices go up. They're not going back down.
No.
A few things might, but clothes and...
The one I have to say is I don't think that it's going to be a housing crisis again. That one I will say right now what people are trying to do is they're trying to buy houses. So their value of their money is held in something
Well, the
stable.
Bank the banks aren't lending like
That's
they
true.
Did. You know?
Yeah, they're
I mean,
not
They
lending.
Weren't just letting anybody and everybody borrow money
right.
from them.
It's
so
people
they,
that have
they
money.
Learned their lesson, you
yeah.
know. But
it's people that have money that's buying.
When the Federal Reserve creates all these, buys all these Treasury notes or whatever,
right.
I think most of the money's going to the banks.
Yeah.
And the banks are supposed to lend it out so that the economy gets rolling. Well, the banks aren't doing that.
Yeah.
And now the banks are taking all this excess reserve they have and giving it back to the Federal Reserve and collecting 50 basis points on their money,
right.
you know, which is nothing compared. If they'd lend it out, they'd get a lot more. But they'd rather be safe than sorry. So it's called reverse repo,
yeah,
where the banks are giving the Federal Reserve this money and collecting 50 basis, half a percent or whatever. It's ridiculous.
And then also we have all the spending bills that they have passed. You know, the different stimulus packages that most of the money didn't even go to Americans. It went to different corporations and you know, people are cheerleading it on as if, you know, they're getting money to...
Well, they're just making the rich richer
yeah.
is all they're doing.
And I think the other factor is, too, is, you know, this infrastructure bill was a joke.
Did that pass?
Yeah, it was $1 trillion they passed it with. Originally, it was going to be 3.5, and then some of the more moderate Democrats kind of like, no, we're not voting on this unless you bring down the spending. And I still think they passed a bunch of waste. I'm waiting for Rand Paul to do his waste report, because whenever he does that waste report, it's very interesting what he brings up. You know, he'll find everything that was like, what the heck? Why are you spending money on this? You know, we got people that, you know,
we're spending $1 billion and teaching the Pakistani women how to run a checkbook.
Yeah, yeah, or you know how to prevent. You know,
most Americans have trouble with that one.
Yeah, I think you know the other one was is in Afghanistan. You had where they were paying for natural gas fuel stations when most people didn't even have a natural gas car, and I thought there was like billions of dollars being spent on this, and I'm thinking, wow, that's so wasteful. We're protecting natural gas station and delivery of natural gas to these gas stations for cars that they don't even have. Now Iran has them, but most people in Afghanistan didn't have them, and so we were building this infrastructure that didn't even they didn't have a market for. You know, like,
well, that sounds like government at its finest.
Billions of dollars. And it's just, to me, that's the kind of thing that I get irritated by, because I don't see the value of it when we have so many people that could just use their tax money back. You know, this is where I think the bureaucracy of the government is so ineffective. The free market can resolve a lot of these problems, just getting the government out of the way.
It could cure racism, could cure...
Sure.
Female low waging, you know, the free market could fix it a lot of stuff if
well,
the government just stayed out of it.
You know, the whole thing about the a woman making 77 cents per a man's dollar is not true, because it's generalizing every job that a man or woman could have. If you go to job specific careers, like, okay, electrician or a programmer or a designer or any kind of just specifically a man's job in one career and the woman in the same career, they're not making much difference. It's like a 4% difference in wages. And the reason a man typically is making 4% more is because he's willing to work more hours. He's willing to, not He's willing to take more risks than sometimes women are willing to. And that comes down to a difference in how men and women are.
Well, there's this big lawsuit out in California, Santa Monica, I think, where they're accusing the company of being, you know, treating women poorly and they're so male-oriented and blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
But then when you look at it close, I mean, the guys are showing up drunk to work and all this and that.
Right, right.
And I think it's a programming. Man, it's one of those gaming companies that's right. getting sued, and none of it makes any sense. None of it.
But I think that the key factor, again, going back to it, about the 77 cents of a woman's dollars to a man's dollar, again, that's a very mass generalization. If women want to make the same as a man, they need to go on and look at where there's male-dominated careers. Why aren't there more women that are bricklayers? Why aren't there more women that are boiler makers or construction or carpentry or electrician?
Why do women live so much longer? There's a real...
that's the truth. The women have a massive amount of advantage.
Yeah, that's real inequality right there.
How about this one? Why are there more men in prison than women? Do you know what the percentage of men versus women in prison?
Oh, it's got to be really lopsided.
90% of people in prison are male. Now I'm asking you, there's some people that say, oh, that's just social. That's how they were socially brought up. And I will disagree. There might be cases where it's social, but I'm going to say by evolutionary measure, because we're not just social beings, we're also evolved, that most of that is because men have a high dose of testosterone in their system. And that's evolutionary
advantage. We start all the wars.
It's evolutionary advantageous.
Well, except for Cleopatra.
For men to be more assertive and aggressive. And assertive is not bad, but aggression can be bad. Not always is it bad. Sometimes it's good. But it ends up with men being more likely to be more aggressive on the average. And so you end up with more men in prison because of they commit more crimes.
Yeah.
And there's more antisocial behavior. Now, some would say, well, we can socially fix it. I disagree. It's not that easy. What has fixed a lot of people being in prison and crimes have dropped is lead. Removing lead from gasoline and paint has dropped criminality by a massive load. We are seeing less crime than ever because we remove lead. That's one factor. It's a multi-factor problem. So that's just lead.
That's a medical.
Well, we know that lead causes aggression at a higher level. There's nothing wrong with aggression itself. You need to have aggression. You can't just have people walking all over you, and at the same time, you can't go around beating everybody up. But there's a certain level of a balance between the two. Because you can't, you know...
It's kind of like sports where you got rules in sports, so...
How about this one? Why are men so much... why do women's hockey teams compete against teenage high schoolers, boys?
Yeah, they should compete against the NHL.
They would lose. I'm not trying to be sexist here. I'm just making a point. There's actually a physical difference between men and women. And some people want to deny that. And that's just, you know, messed up.
Yeah.
You know, men have, on average...
Well, when it comes to cooking, there ain't no comparison.
Depends. How about this? How many chefs are male? It's mostly a male-dominated industry.
Don't know.
That's another one. Why aren't there more women chefs?
Aggression.
but you know, these are things that, you know, I'm women have a better social connection ability, and that's something evolutionary, and there's nothing wrong with it. We are built from the environments we came from, and when we start denying that, you know, when people start saying that we're a blank slate, that we're born with no instincts or influence from nature, they're deceiving themselves. They're basically starting a new religion, denying that that we are evolutionary with instinctual behaviors, and that's important to make a distinction about, you know.
Well, aside from all that, I still think the stock market's going
to
crash.
Yes, yes. But there's ties to that. Is what
the dollar's going to sink like a rock, which it has in the past anyways, but I think it's going to go back down there. And how far it's going to go is a real big question.
This is the real BS show, so by the way.
Yeah, don't pick your stocks on what we say. No. You know, don't take any financial advice from us.
We're evolutionary.
We're innocent.
But no, I do agree.
Yeah, don't take my advice. Holy smokes.
But
you want to see a company go belly up? Just let me buy their stock. Boom, down she goes.
So one thing about this is about this whole thing with the economy. You look at China, and I'm not just trying to pick on China, but there's a lot. Most of their companies are owned by the government. Like they have 51% stake in their companies. The government does, and a lot of their companies are starting to have monetary issues, and that's not too well in the news right now. But it's starting to happen in China at a rapid rate. And so they're starting to crack down on these Chinese billionaires by arresting them and putting them in prison.
Yeah, that'll fix everything.
And boy.
Yeah, so they allowed the creation of billionaires, and then they come in around and arrest them. And there's...
That's Robert Kiyosaki. He started a gold mine in China and struck it big time. China come in and took the gold mine.
Right? Isn't that funny?
He lost the whole thing. Yeah, so that's a rich dad, poor dad guy.
Right.
Yeah.
He
still talks about that. Yeah, how they stole his gold mine.
I think the other thing too is you're starting to see the global economy rise up. So third world countries that people would call third world countries are starting to rise up with their living standards, and so they're rising out of poverty at a rapid rate, and nobody's paying attention to it. But what's going to happen with COVID, with this, it's really hit their economies more than people realize. And we're a globally connected economy. We're not just the United States by ourselves. We're trading with so many countries. And this is going to backfire on the U.S. Because even though you may not think about all the different companies that you buy from, they're connected to Africa. There's a lot of chains. So like coffee right now is the rising in price. Chocolate. You know, those are small
things.
Oh,
no, not chocolate, too.
Yeah.
Oh, geez.
And so with
what am I going to do?
So the reality is like all these little economies that people...
I have to raise the price of my firewood.
There you go. It's going to chain reaction. You know, but these are things that, are, you know, we're so interconnected in ways we don't realize that what's happening in Africa can cause... an effect on us. So it's a push and shove back and forth. South America, same thing too. These protests that are happening across the world in different places, that's going to affect the economy.
It seems to me they're trying to hide all that.
Yeah, they are. Yeah.
I don't see any CNN and all these people.
It's happening in France right now. They're protesting again. Yeah. It's happening in Germany for different reasons. In France, it's for one reason. They call them the Yellow Jackets or something like that. I think that's what they're called. And then in Germany, they're protesting, having riots. London, you know, we're talking about the United States. There's, you know, people, we know that one's happening all over.
South Africa,
yeah. Cuba's big right now, and they shut the internet off. Iran. This is affecting the economy as well, the global economy, and that's going to push and shove on the United States as well.
Well, we're so interconnected. There's going to be a supply chain interruption that's going to really hurt.
Because, that's what I'm worried about.
You know, if that breaks down, then I think we're in trouble because nobody makes their own stuff anymore.
No. But I look at it this way. My ideal vision of a well proper economy is, yes, it'd be nice to have many jobs in the United States, but we can't make everything here. We really can't. It's better to have other countries besides just China. So you diversify all your global economy around everywhere.
Well, you need competition, but
exactly.
But you also need free markets too.
So that's true. That's very true.
You can't have governments trying to,
I agree 100%,
screw everything up.
I'm a free market advocate. And one of the things is, a good example is, I remember in 2006 or 2007, I think it was, where Thailand had flooding, and it hit the hard drive manufacturing industry really hard, and it was very hard to find a hard drive.
Like I had.
It was hard to find a hard drive.
Yeah, very hard to find a hard drive. And I had to replace.
That sounds normal.
I had to replace hard drives in one of my computers at the time, and I was like, "Crap! I can't find a hard drive anywhere. It's cheap, you know, like or inexpensive even. They're really expensive right now because that's where they were making hard drives." And I was like, "This should not be the case where one country has all the manufacturing prowess of this one thing. It should be in other countries as too. So you should have like five countries making hard drives." Why are they putting it all in one country?
Well, at least to keep the price down a little bit, you know. You get competition. And
why aren't they putting manufacturing in South America, Africa, United States, in Thailand, and in Japan and China, or you know, all these countries? Why don't just...
Well, United States has workman's comp and state unemployment, federal unemployment, you know, all kinds of taxes.
It should be diversified, though.
Social Security, I mean, it's expensive to hire people.
It's kind of like this. Would you really want, okay, let's say the United States had one power plant and you put it in one spot in the country and you're going to rely on all your power on that one spot. Why would you trust putting your power in that one spot?
One tornado can...
Or an earthquake or a tsunami or a hurricane could take that power out.
Flash flood.
So yeah. I think about that with every industry. It should be everywhere because then you would not have a shortage of hard drives. And at the time, I needed hard drives really bad. You know, it's my business runs on data being stored. So that's just one example. I think many other industries could be diversified around the world. And then if you have a problem with China, you're not reliant on them. Right now, we're kind of like locked on them. Yeah. And I think that's important.
Hey, you know? The music stopped.
I know. I can make it go back again.
Again?
Yeah.
How long have we been BSing?
51 minutes, roughly.
Oh, that's probably plenty, isn't it?
Yeah, I don't know.
People are probably shutting us off left and right anyways.
Probably just going.
All right, folks. Well, there's going to be a market crash. There's going to be a depression, I think. That's just me thinking.
What do you suggest people should do?
Well, stock up. In other words, get lots of Mountain House food or whatever that's, you know, that dehydrated
canning?
Stuff.
How about canning food?
Well, yeah, you can have gardens and can your... A lot of food and stuff, but I guess nowadays it's easier just to buy things already.
I think, you know, the one people that that this is one, just me, I think people are overlooking is they'll get a gas generator thinking that they can power their house with that. But what if gas stations don't have electricity?
Right.
You got a problem there. So in a lot of ways, it's better to have your own off-grid system.
Yeah, like I do.
Yeah. And I do too.
I can run my house for the next 20 years with exactly what I got.
Right. And I think you can't rely on other people. You got to be able to rely on yourself. So having a garden, be able to can your food.
A spring that just never stops.
That's another one.
Springing.
Water. We take that for granted.
For sure. You just turn on the faucet and it comes from somewhere.
We don't think about all the processes on that. The infrastructure.
Yeah. Yeah.
How much civilization and history was making that work?
You know, if the electricity goes off, what are you going to do? Your house, you won't be able to heat your house.
No. Nope.
I don't care what kind
they
of
had that problem
furnace
in Texas.
You got. Yeah, I mean, what are you going to do? You know, I'm stocked up. I heat with wood. You know, I completely off the grid, really. And
the other one I think
it's
about...
It's a nice feeling, I tell you what.
The other one I think about regularly is, you know, just food distribution. So having food that can last, the mountain food you buy, the mountain
I probably house. Have a year's worth of stuff. I got right. A lot of stuff.
But there's a lot of other companies out
nice
there
variety.
That are like that. And so there's a lot of choice out there. But you said, like, on average, the meal's like $2 a meal or something like that, right?
Yeah, it was pretty, when I bought it, it seemed kind of cheap. I was thinking, geez, this is better than going to McDonald's.
Right.
And it was good stuff. I mean, lasagna.
It's probably healthier than the MRE.
Beef stroganoff and all that kind of, it was really good. I was shocked.
You know, there's too many people out there that want to jump on and go buy MREs, and I'm going to warn you, I think probably the mountain food is a lot healthier. We're not sponsored or anything by mountain food.
Right.
We're just talking
well,
about
no, there's
it,
lots know? Of those, you know, emergency kits and whatnot.
Yeah, just the MREs have a lot of sodium in. That's the one I remember.
You know, and probably Mountain House does too. I don't know.
Right.
But, you know. Who cares? It tasted good. So I said, no, that's a... They had this pork biscuit stuff. Wow, was that good. Jeez. I said, man. And then there was so much of it there that I couldn't eat it all.
Right.
You know, I had to save some for later. And I don't know. It just seemed at the time. So I don't know what it costs now, but that was probably 5 years ago.
Right.
And it's supposed to be good for 30 years. So hopefully they're right.
Yeah.
And so it's just sitting there waiting in case I have to, in case Walmart closes, you know, or McDonald's goes down.
You don't have to worry about toilet paper. You know, everyone ran out of toilet paper.
No,
you can get a bidet. Boom, problem solved.
I don't know what I use in a month, but every month I buy a package of 12 thousand sheeters, you know.
Right.
I think it's Scott's, I think that's right. The name of it. It's a little like cardboard or something, but it's not puffy and fluffy like some of them. But it works great.
It cleans like sandpaper.
Yeah. And so I'm probably gaining about, if I buy a dozen a month, I'm probably gaining by 9 or 10 rolls every month. It's getting higher and higher. So I got these tubs, these plastic tubs, so the mice can't get in there.
Right.
And they're out in the shed, and they can freeze all they want, you know.
Right.
And so, I don't know. If the worst does come, you know, I'm going to open up shop and sell toilet paper.
One sheet at a time.
Yeah, it might be pretty valuable. I don't know. I guess with all the trees I got around there.
You make your own wood pulp.
I should learn how to make my own toilet paper.
Make sure there's no poison ivy in it.
Yeah, right.
unless you know, you want the extra fiber, you know?
Yeah, a little poison ivy toilet paper.
Minty fresh.
That would be a big seller. Okay, well, the music quit, so we better quit, too. Because I'm sure people are clicking this off or tired of hearing another BS. So, Seth, until next week, be safe. Don't, you know, if you go into any stores, don't breathe.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Yeah, if you go to Walmart, just quit breathing until you get back out.
But if I go for a protest, I'm safe, right?
Yeah, you can go burn something down. That's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. All right. See you, folks. We'll see you next week. And
drink Ovaltine.
Ovaltine? What is that? Oh, that's chocolate, isn't it? Isn't that chocolate?
Yeah.
That's like Nestle's Quick?
Yeah. It has electrolytes.
Oh, it does? Well, I don't know what those are, but sounds important. Okay, folks. Until next time, we're signing off. 10-4 and over and out.